Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Melanie Nielsen.
Hi.
And it's a little late probably to say welcome home, but you've been back in the groove of home for a while. But we want to talk about your experience when you were in Australia running track and doing a few other things. So let's first talk, Melanie, about what you did participate in as far as track.
In the meet, I participated in the 100, 200, and also the 4x1.
Should we ask how you did?
I was kind of out of shape, but I did place 6th in both the 100 and 200 finals, but everyone else also out of shape, so my times weren't the best. And then our 4x1 team in my age group got 4th out of 7, but one of the girls actually had a bad handoff, so that kind of messed up our time, but it happens, so.
I think that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You go and like in this team, you didn't know anybody, did you?
No, but after the trip, I really got to know a bunch of people.
Yes. But, you know, it's sort of like putting a new team together to try and get everything going in a pretty short period of time. So, yeah, let's talk about some of the people you met and maybe still kind of corresponding with.
Yeah, I actually have a few of the friends that I met there on Facebook, and I've still talked to a few of them. I was with a bunch of people from Omaha for most of the time because I flew out of Omaha with them and all my flights were with them, so I really got to know them really well. It was a good experience.
And anyone from, you know, other parts of the United States or other parts of the world?
I met a lot of people, but I don't remember their names. There's a bunch of people from, like, every state in the United States, and then I talked to some of the Australians, too, and it's just crazy.
But they're all there for the same purpose at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all headed down the track. You know, this just hit me. It maybe is a little bit like going to the Olympics. You
know, there is actually Olympic runners there, so we got to watch them because they're doing last-minute qualifications for London. So we got to watch them. It was pretty neat.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And will you be watching them closely on TV?
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be great. So you didn't spend the whole time on track. You got to spend some other time doing things. So let's talk about off the track. What were some of the things that you did?
Well, I went one of the days I went to the Great Barrier Reef, and we had to take a plane to Lady Elliot Island, which is 2 hours away. And then once we got there, we got to go snorkeling and see the reef, and it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other days, we went to a wildlife area, and we actually got to pet kangaroos. They're actually really soft. And we got to see some other animals and stuff that are local around.
You didn't
Australia.
Get to look in the kangaroo's pockets, did you?
No.
Talk a little bit about snorkeling. Was that a first experience for you, or is this something you've done before?
First experience. I've actually never seen the ocean until that trip, so it was a whole new experience, but yeah. It was pretty neat.
What did you see? I mean, talk a little bit about that experience of snorkeling.
There is a lot of different fish and stuff. Like, there is a rainbow fish. There's a fish that looked like Dory from Nemo. I actually saw in real life. It's pretty neat. Some of the coral looks pretty neat, too. Okay. It wasn't as colorful as I expected it to be, though.
Did you take any underwater photography?
No, I completely wasn't even thinking about that at all, so I didn't have an underwater camera, but that would have been cool.
So you'll have to keep it in your head, right?
Yeah, for next time.
Yeah, but that got you started on that kind of experience. Is that something you'd like to do more of, the snorkeling?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's a great, different experience than what you get above water.
Yeah.
It's a whole kind of different world there. And then I understand you went to Hawaii.
Yeah, for the last 3 days of our trip as, like, our vacation.
And what did you see and do in Hawaii? Just chill out, or did you get to see some things there?
It was kind of, like, relaxing. We got to go to the beach and just kind of hang out, go shopping, stuff like that. I went to Pearl Harbor and checked that out. I'm not really big into history, but I actually thought it was pretty cool. And then we went to a luau, which was pretty neat.
Okay. What did you get to eat that maybe was new and different at the luau?
I don't know. I tried a bunch of different food. They had, like, a huge buffet, so we had endless amounts to choose from, but
can't put a name to it now, huh?
No, yeah. Can't.
Okay, let's go back and talk about Australia. Like, what about the weather?
It was actually their winter there right now, but it was nothing like our winter. Like, they didn't have snow where I was at. But in the morning, it was actually nice and cool, and then during the day, it'd get up to, like, the 70s, 80s, and then by night, it'd cool off again.
pretty perfect for running, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. And what about the geography of the area? Where you were, was that flat or were there mountains? Or kind of describe the area.
Where I was, it was kind of like in a larger city. But from my hotel room, you could actually see the beach. So it was kind of like a coastal region.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really kind of flat, like where I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about food there? Was there anything different or different names for food that, you experienced? They probably have McDonald's.
Yeah, but they actually, they call that Mackey's, I think. I didn't actually try it, but from some of my teammates or whatever, they said that it doesn't taste anything like American McDonald's. So it was something different for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of foods or words? You know, because when we hear Australians talk, sometimes they have that. Well, sometimes it's kind of interesting to try and understand what they're saying. But any other words you picked up that you completely different from us?
Well, their trash cans say like rubbish and the stuff like that. Can't really remember any other words that really like pop out. But
do they really say good day?
Yes, they do. And they say mates a lot.
Okay. So those things that we see on TV or hear, they really are true.
Yeah, they're true.
Yeah, very good. Well, just as sort of summary, Melanie, just kind of, I guess, explain to us why, if you had the chance, you'd do that again.
I don't know, just a whole new experience. Like, I got to meet a whole bunch of people that, like, I got to be close with, and I don't know, just different experience, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. new.
Okay, talking about something new, you're off to college here pretty soon. Where are you going?
Central College in Pella.
And will you be doing track?
Yes, I'm hoping to.
Okay, and you're all set to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're off to another new experience.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you very much, Melanie Nielsen, for coming in and sharing a bit about your experience. I know you had a lot of supporters here that sent you off with good wishes, and so thanks so much for coming in.
Yep, thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. One way to get the most out of life is to look upon it as an adventure.